Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And we have a busy show. I don't know if it's because people are off work, but there's a lot of you in the queue. So I just want to let everybody know that we do talk for about 15 minutes before we get to our callers, and everybody that's in the queue right now will be getting a reading. Of course, want to let you know how to stay connected with us. You can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. You can find our show on iTunes, on Stitcher. Those are podcasts, and of course here on Blog Talk Radio as well. And there is a fan page too. Our fan page on Facebook is a separate page from our friend page. You can find one via the other, so please do so. And also Neil's books, Amazon.com. And the link is right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. But on the last show that we did, Neil, we were speaking about what you do between lifetimes and how you work with your guide on karmic issues if you're to come back into the earth, or if there's a few residual things you need to clean up before you ascend higher into the astral realm. But at the end of the discussion period, I think we started touching on something regarding great karma. When people come into the earth with great karma, and it's not something we really talk on the show about that frequently, because a lot of times the people that are calling us, not that they have horrible karma, but there are issues in karma. But I know as a reader, there are occasions when you've encountered individuals that have pretty excellent circumstances in their life, not a lot of heartache, trauma, difficulties. So what does that entail really in a past life history, and why does that happen to some individuals?
Well, that's because basically they've fulfilled the energy levels of their lower karmas, which are the immediate karmas 1, 2, 3, and then the sharing of the fourth chakra, which is the heart. These individuals, they've kind of cleaned up their karma in that respect. And so they don't really come down with great issues about security or occupation. In fact, their problems are a little bit more existential in nature. They have more of an intellectual journey to go on, a more of a creative journey. So they've got everything locked away in terms of that basic immediate energy level of just surviving or having a nice occupation. They may even have a family. They have children. They have a great relationship. But sometimes we can be spoiled by comfort. We can be deluded into thinking that that's all we need to really have in the earth. And so our blessings are just surrounding our families as long as we remain good people and stout characters in the earth and stable and all that, we're going to be fine. However, what's going on in those realms? Our higher chakras, our fifth, sixth, and seventh chakras, our communication, our third eye, our vision, our spirituality, those are still obviously need to be fulfilled, because otherwise you wouldn't have come back. So you're always back here for a reason. Now, I've I often, some of the people I admire most in the world are those people who have total comfort levels. They've got everything made under the sun, and yet they take their lives and they sacrifice their lives for something. They either go to a dangerous country and they're helping people. They do something that is above and beyond their comfort level. They don't have to. They almost volunteer their efforts, and they step out of the box of their privilege nature, and they go and do something miraculous. And we all, you know, most of us sit there going, wow, because we don't have the character or the know-how or the will to perform such feats. Those people would be the ones that I think are coded to come back to do something extraordinary. They have one last mission on the earth to do, and they've got to have the guts and the nobility and the integrity in order to carry that out. So I find that those individuals are on their last leg of the planet. The reason they come back is because obviously the earth is still calling them to do it in the physical body. As we explained in our last show, death is just
A continuation.
All you're doing is letting go of your physical existence, your physicality, your physical body. The soul is the encasement of that energy, and that's where all the rich resources reside. Now, that soul is still filled with a kind of cosmic content of chakras. They aren't the same chakras that would be alluded to in the body. They're the chakras of the soul. And those elements, if there's still some grounding nature or content within those chakra systems that are earthbound, will come back just to do certain things and whatever they may be. But, you know, I think that what we've got to do, too, in analyzing, and this is where our book is going to come out with most of the details, not the radio show, is what is coded in a birth date so we can analyze from those numbers where we've come from, what we did, what we still have to do to make up for extraordinary karma that we left the planet with in those past lives. And then after that is done, what we need to in order to transcend from the planet. Because we can leave the planet having fulfilled our karma, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we leave the planet having fulfilled our transcendence. So karma and transcendence are two different animals. Karma, you got to face. You got to do. It's what you created. And transcendence is something that is still yet to be created.
So you're saying that there are grades of transcendence that occur after the planet, which, I mean, kind of is obvious. You can go to a higher realm. You can be in a lower realm. But it also depends on, so you can resolve your karma, but how high are you going to rise in that?
Well, if you resolve your karma when you die, if you resolve your karma, you leave your body, you face your guide, and you and your guide are sitting there trying to decipher what's next. Do you stay at the level of the soul energy at which you left the planet? Meaning there are ranking elements out there in the astral realm. So let's say you leave the planet and you fulfilled your karma. You're done with your karma, but you didn't really do anything extraordinary beyond karma. Well, if you decide not to come back to the earth, you're going to be on a lower level of spiritual energy than if you return to the earth to do something totally transcendent, because we still are occupants of this planet, even though I think we come from a different cosmos, all of us. We're all cosmic dust in essence. But there is, when I have ventured in my astral body, which is still attached to my physical body, into the astral realm, and been given the small bits of knowledge and content out there that I've seen, there seems to be an elevated system in the astral realm where there's a kind of a hierarchy. And I have seen souls that are lower grade, even though they're done with the body, and I've seen souls of higher grade. I've seen souls that have never been connected to a human body, or they're so far beyond it that
but that,
that
are,
it's no longer evident in any of their energy fields.
But that are non-angelic beings, right?
They're non-angelic, yeah.
But they've never occupied a human body. The reason I mention angels is because we know that angels have never occupied a human body. You don't, like, go to heaven and become an angel.
No, angels are a different substance.
But you can have spirits or souls that are not angelic, per se, but that have also never been on the planet Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
In a body.
You can. And not to say that angels don't come into the Earth and that angels don't appear in human form. They do.
But as far as being like a living, breathing human being, angels don't, you know, like go through karma.
No. It's more likely that a human being went through the incarnations of an animal form, a lower form of earthly energy, than a person claiming to be, I am an angel. If a person is an angel, that's pretty extraordinary. I've never met a human being who is purely an angel. Angels aren't connected to families. They don't have a lifeline, a bloodline. They just don't pop up. You're an angel. You're a human being. Angels are really not of the substance of heart. They don't have an organ. They're in the human form, but they're really celestial in
right.
their nature and in their composition. So I think people can be angelic, and they can take on angelic qualities.
So we don't graduate to an angelic plane. We don't become, you know, angels.
Well, we can occupy an angelic plane, but we're not angels.
We're not angels.
Angels
That's
are a
I'm
different,
I'm not
different
that we
energy.
We can go to different energies in the astral realm. I'm just saying...
But here's
yeah.
the thing that's
okay.
interesting.
What's that?
I have seen fallen angels become humans. They're not angels. They're angels that have fallen into the earth.
So we're talking.
And they've taken on human form, but they are fallen angels.
Are we talking about fallen from the war in heaven that occurred before the earth was created?
Some of that occurred in the illusions with Michael and the dragon and the battle in heaven and Satan trying to overthrow God and all that kind of stuff. I mean, a lot of that is biblical interpretation, but it does come from a cosmic intelligence. It comes from a higher source. Most of our fables and myths do come from a higher place. Even Joseph Campbell touched upon these more elaborate astral stories and fables and myths and how they make up the substance of human intelligence and existence. But that's for a different topic. We're really dealing with the idea that there can be, I've seen on the planet fallen angels in the body of a human. It's almost a sentence of condemnation that an angel could be turned into a human, but it's not really a privilege. It's a complete distortion of an energy field. It's almost like taking a human being and turning it into a dog. You're going down the grade of energy. So I have seen that happen, but that's not where we humans are mostly concerned. We're not concerned, I bet human beings that are fallen angels. I've seen that and I've encountered that. They don't usually come for readings. I've encountered them in the aspect of just life itself. A fallen angel that's come for a reading is going to be for a specific reason. And I have had very cryptic encounters with fallen angels where the knowledge between us was evident from the start. And in dealing a reading with a fallen angel, I mean, they morph into a demon energy right before my eyes, and they talk to me in a different language, and it's very weird. The language is translated into English as we're speaking, but I'm hearing a different language as I'm looking at the individual. So those things have occurred, and those people usually are placed in the earth, and there's sometimes, oftentimes, an evil intent that they've
really?
Got. Yeah, there can be a lot of evil stuff that they...
Wow.
I did one reading with someone who was a murderer, and there was strong indication of that, and I asked him about a murder, and he said yes, and forewarned me never to tell anyone about it. this was a murder that took place long. I don't know who he killed, but I knew that there was that energy in his field of expression. And so, I mean, we can have those energies going back, coming from a dark place, falling down to the earth. But I think what we're talking about is the content of our soul and spirit,
and
how
can,
that can be mapped in the birth date. You can actually read those numbers and divine from it deeper and deeper and deeper elements of content that now translates into more of a narrative than it is a number. Just like in, you know, when we talk about in physics, or we talk about the theory of relativity, we're just not talking about numbers. We're talking about theories and all kinds of different and more elaborate forms of interpretation than just the sheer aspect of what a number does.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, number three is creative and fun and a people person. The depth of information in the number system, when you really start to investigate it deeply, is just totally fascinating. And I never encountered anything like it in my studies prior to meeting you. So it's been very enlightening for me.
Yeah, and we don't really, the radio show doesn't really allow us to talk about the cosmic interpretation of numbers, because there's a cosmic interpretation, and that doesn't really involve numbers in and of themselves. It involves more of a narrative about what the number represents.
Okay, we will never get through this list if we keep going here, Neil, so I'm going to start taking calls, if that's okay. 602 is first. Good morning. And these are going to be fairly short today because we've got a lot of people. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Evelyn.
Evelyn. Oh, hey, Evelyn. Hi.
Hey. Good. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? I don't remember your birthday. I think you're a 4. I don't know if I'm remembering that right, but we'll
926.
You're in like a 926.
58.
And you're in, is it Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know how you remember numbers. I don't even. How do you remember?
I don't know. I just do. Evelyn, what's going on?
Oh, well, you know, we're coming to the end of the year, starting a new year. There's a lot of things kind of in the works, but I'm kind of seeing where we're going with, you know, mostly the career job aspect.
And are you still at the same job?
I am, but
you work in a
changes
store, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm not sure.
I do two jobs. So one I'm trying to, which is not retail. It's more of a sitting in front of a computer. And I do that one part-time, and I do the grocery store full-time, and trying to see where these are leading me.
Okay.
Well, your grocery store and your computer store, Evelyn, are just, they're leading you to an element of basic survival. I mean, I don't think that the grocery store and the computer work that you're doing is actually your self-actualized existence. I think it's the maintenance of you providing an income and having a basic mode of survival,
right,
for your family and things like that.
Exactly.
Higher energy that we're talking about, I mean, you're one of those individuals, Evelyn, that comes into the earth on a very high note. A nines come in with very high energy. Typically, nines will drop because, you know, you don't really get, you can get a September 9th as a kind of formula of karma, but typically a nine will be followed by a lower number. Now yours goes into an element of two, which means, I don't recall, you have children?
Yes.
Yeah, because the two represents the attitude of your children and having a family and having at least two children, if not more.
Yes.
How many children do you have? Yeah, at least two, if not more. And then you're helping them actualize, Evelyn. So part of your journey, the duties of your journey were to come back, to have those children, to help them in the earth, to help them actualize. But the thing about that's interesting that I find about your numbers that would take a deeper analysis than what I can offer on the radio is that you have an 8 at the end of your year. Now, why is it that your day 26 is a chopped up 8? There's something about you actualizing yourself and moving into a form of power that's very important. And I feel that this is going to be a journey between now and the age of 58, which is about 2 years from now, more or less. So you're on a journey of moving into something higher. Now, what I feel, Evelyn, is that the work you're doing is eventually going to evolve in such a way that you're helping others. So I do think that what you're doing now, it's going to morph. There might be something that you do on more of a volunteer or self-creative energy, and that energy kind of moves into a attitude that you're actually helping others by having some knowledge that you gain in order to do so. So I think that's what we're approaching, and I would have to go. I have to spend more time with you to really get into it, because your question is one of a great. It has some great depth to it. It's just not, you know, you're going to get a job here or get a job there. This is a matter of getting deeper into the essence of how you're supposed to walk on this planet in a transcendent way, and at the same time fulfill all your obligations. So it gets into a deeper zone. But the biggest clue today to give you is that the work you're supposed to be doing, and I just don't mean receiving goods over a cash register as a grocery store, whatever you do, or to management, whatever it is, it's something much deeper than that.
Okay, Evelyn, and we'd love to talk to you more, but the reading's got to be short today because we've got so many people waiting. But
all right.
Okay, thank you so much. And Evelyn actually has done private reading with you. I don't know if you remember. 562-596-7818 if she wants to get in touch with Neil again. So...
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, when I meet a client that gets into a more of an esoteric dialogue, it's really a compliment, because we're dealing with something higher now. We're talking about the work of getting off the planet, not just the work of what you have to do in the planet. So when we get into that higher element, we're really getting into a stranger dialogue. Maybe not one that the brain can easily adapt to, because we're now busting through just the normal experiences that a person has and reaching for something much deeper.
Yes. Okay. Where is our next caller? 414. Morning. All right, sound effects. Are you there? Caller 414.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Felicia. Felicia James.
Hi, Felicia. What's your birth date?
42569.
Okay. And
69?
Yeah. And where are you calling from? What's your question?
I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I know I will be moving out of state soon, which moving to another state, my husband and I, because he has a job coming up, and I know he's going to accept it. But my question is, would my dad be okay? Right now, he's in ICU. I'm just so worried.
Oh, okay.
Clots and stuff going on, and positive things are happening for me.
What's your dad's
I'm sorry. Oh, my dad was born March 31st. Oh, God, I forgot the 30.
How old is he?
He's 68.
So he's got to be, 1945? Is that right?
46.
Okay. All right.
What's funny, Felicia, is I was waiting. You mentioned March, and I was waiting for March. So that's a good time right there. Your father is 68. And he's in intensive care, you said?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. As far as you know, did your father ever suffer from any falls or unconsciousness?
Yes, he fell before he had. He fell. He fell. He had a stroke. He had a stroke. He had a couple,
yeah.
Actually. Since he's been on this earth, he had four. He had two since he's been in the hospital.
Yeah, because I'm getting a sense of him falling and going unconscious, and of course, strokes are main line there. And that's what I was sensing. And he's had, you said, four already, which is your master. I think, Felicia, what we've got to do here, he's in dark waters right now, obviously, but I think what I'm getting from my sources, my guides, is that he's not to be taken yet. So
that's what
I'm going to put out a prayer on the line for my angels, my troop, to go over to your father and administer a system of rebirth, of health, of coming back and spending more time on the planet with his family. So I'm going to put that energy there. I think my drive towards doing it is because I'm faced with this obstacle that he could be taken. So what I'm doing is I'm counteracting that with angelic intervention and getting that element to move forward into your dad, maybe administered by today by the blessing of angels to increase his strength and give him a comeback so he has more time on this planet. He's a nine, which gives him that extraordinary ability to come back and fight against the odds. And I'm also getting a strange necklace. Are you currently wearing a necklace?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
He has some clots to go in his lungs, and his surgery that he had for his seizure, he was bleeding on the brain. So, no, I don't have a necklace, and he doesn't wear one.
Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you, after the show, I want you to really think hard about the themes of a necklace. Because I'm mm-hmm. getting a strong necklace. Is your mother alive still?
My stepmom is alive. My real mom is in Chicago, but his wife, unless she wears a necklace, I haven't paid attention.
Okay, I want you to kind of go in there after the show, and I want you to examine. There's something, I don't have time to go into it, Felicia, but there's something about a necklace that I'm getting from your father's energy that has some importance to the picture that might be moving through his subconsciousness right now, this theme. So it's connected to something. I really don't have time to go into it because so many callers today, but that necklace is going to lead us to something. I don't think it's the clue to whether he survives or not, but I think it's a clue to something that maybe is compelling your father to continue his journey on the planet. It might be connected to a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck, okay? We'll be thinking about
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. I'm going to take a call from 631. We actually have someone online, Athena, who we haven't heard from in a long time. So I'm going to try to get to her. She doesn't have one press, but she's a regular listener, and I'd like to say hello if we have the time. So I just wanted to acknowledge that she's
Not next. Okay.
She's not next, but I'm going to try to get her on before the show ends. All right, 631, good morning.
Yep. Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my phone call. Birthday is 10/5/60, and I wanted to see what you see with love life.
And your name?
Suzanne.
Yes, we know Suzanne. 5/6/16.
10/5/60.
Right, 22/4. We're adding it up.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, Suzanne, we've done, you know, you had a division in your energy at the age of 22. So when we're talking about love life, a part of the attitude of your journey on this planet in terms of love would have to be involved in the substance of your life around that age of 22. Indeed, your 105 is a 6. That's your first three numbers, and it's actualized over in your year. So we do have this actualized sense of energy going on for you, whereby you do have a love life. You do have some energy left on the planet to experience love. even though you've got a zero symbolically, you have this zero at the end of your year, which is a little bit confounding and challenging, I feel that this six energy is very important. Now, you're 54 years old, and what's important about that is the idea that that is 54 is divisible by 6 9 times. So you're actually this year probably, if you're not in one now, you're going to be in a relationship at, during the age of 54, which is going to take you to an entertaining relationship. It's an entertaining relationship. So the idea that I think what I'm seeing with you is that during the age of 54, you're going to be entering, if it hasn't happened already, it's close by, a relationship with that you'll find kind of enthralling. There's like maybe a little bit of travel in there, some exotic energy going on. It just feels that way. I think the individual's coming in from a past life. So what we're looking at, Suzanne, is a possibility that during your 54th year, before October, you're going to be in a relationship. So that's the answer immediately your question to me.
Okay, Suzanne. Well, there are short readings today. Hopefully that helps. And
all right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, 215 is our next caller, I believe. Yes. Hi,
my name is Kathy. Date of birth is 2/26/1954. I was recently laid off, and I'm concerned about that, but more today I'm concerned about my daughter, if you can help with that.
So you're concerned about your daughter. That's the question today?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, in 1954. And Kathy, is it a K or a C?
It's a C.
And your daughter's birthday, quickly?
6/18/1975.
Okay. I haven't even added this up.
Well, you're both compounded.
She's what? 6/18/75.
And she's 60 years old.
Okay.
Well, Kathy, you're both compounded people, meaning your master number is 29/11/2 and your daughter is 37/10/1. Those are compounded energies, rather difficult to work with. Some of the energy field of this problematic situation may be a result of a divorce or an estrangement from the father, from her father. Are you divorced or are you estranged?
I am divorced. Yes, I am.
Well, the difficulty of that divorce now is a karmic element, Kathy. In other words, my feeling is that in marrying this man, the divorce was inevitable. It might have happened because you can trace how the marriage deteriorated, but I'm saying that was already coded to happen. Mm-hmm. And so your daughter becomes a product of that energy, and during that time, it locks into her psyche certain energy fields that she has to work through that are going to be, in turn, the challenges she inherited about moving through into the planet. I think this is a very active human being, very intelligent and creative, but very troubled. So what we're dealing with is how do you take an active mind and deal with extenuating circumstances that can be troubling. You know, people like this, not your daughter, but people like this, like Sylvia Plath and people who were poets that are very intelligent, but they get they're very troubled. They're not emotionally that stable. This kind of energy sometimes ultimately can result in very, very negative positions of life. She ended up killing herself, God forbid. That's not your daughter. But what we've got is a very complex energy, Kathy. And I think that there's got to be a deeper, it's not a radio, quickie radio takeout food example of how we deal with these things. Is she at all creatively inclined?
She is, yes.
Yeah, I know mothers may say that because they're standing behind their kid, but real quickly, what is her creativity? How does she express it?
making beautiful cards and letters, that sort of thing.
Is she artistic with these cards? Does she draw? Does she decorate? Design them?
Yeah, all of that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got, this is a problem, Kathy, that has to be, to my mind, in some form, has to be deeply, thoroughly more examined, because there is a dynamic in your daughter that is a little bit problematic in the form of her, since you're asking me a question about your daughter, that takes a more positive progression towards being a healthy human being. Has she, in fact, ever needed help or sought help or had any therapy?
No, she hasn't.
Do you, as a mother, feel she could use it?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. And real quick, what's the most evident manner of her misbehavior? I mean, is she suicidal? Does she get depressed?
Oh, no, nothing like that. My concern today was for her health. Her health has not been good, just very recently. But when she was only 16, she's 39 now, when she was only 16, there was a break-in, and she was not fully attacked but touched before her father got up and chased the guy away. And I don't think that was ever really dealt with, you know, emotionally.
I know. I'm getting it, because we're getting into the subtleties of this energy, and it's manifested as a physicality. But it's coming from an emotional energy. And real quick, what's her health problem?
It's unknown right now, but it's joint pain all over and swelling, along with a body rash that happened a couple days ago.
Right. My feelers, I think, are getting into the source of where this is coming from. I just dealt with a reading yesterday about a rash condition that was coming from something that wasn't initially organic. It was coming from a situation. So this demands a further investigation on my behalf in terms of where the content of this is coming from, because it's coming from a psyche position that's manifesting in her body.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving doctor advice. I'm giving psychic
advice.
That's all I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Welcome. It's worth further investigation for sure. I mean, I think it builds onto something.
I agree.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. 2596-7818. There's a lot of depth to the situation. But exactly. I mean, she was assaulted in her home. So this shows that there's an underlying, I mean, that if you...
Yeah. I mean, that assault... It slowly, the energy of it, it came from a karma.
Yeah.
And even though someone broke in, and we can just say that's all there is to it, there's something more going on in the depth of that. Now, she can, Kathy can just take her daughter to the doctor, and they can diagnose and try to figure it out. That's one thing. But what doctors and physicians don't do is they don't sit there and go, well, let's see what karmically is going on with the person.
Right.
That can sometimes alleviate, change, modify, cure an individual. But we're not practicing medicine. I don't want to confuse anybody.
Of course not.
Go to the doctor. Get
medicine.
Your reports done.
So I always like to call myself a doctor. I'm good at diagnosing people, but not
but
professionally. Not professionally.
No. That's not what we're doing
here. Well, I'm not even saying anything, so, in this regard. Okay, 203, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Yes, and I was born on June 28th, 1977.
Okay, and what's your question?
I'm just curious about career.
All right, I think we've spoken with you before, right? 40 equals 4.
About a year ago, wow.
Yeah, well, I remember our callers.
We spoke career. About a year ago.
Yeah.
What did I tell you then, Todd?
I can't even remember.
Great.
Oh, great.
You'll forget this one, too.
I always tell people to take notes.
Yeah. Well, you know, your karma's at 40. You're 37 years old. Your master number is 4. You had a change about a year ago, but you're... you're still floundering a little bit. There could be some indecision. You're in between energies. Of course, of 40, you have a long karma, Todd. 40 is quite a breath of energy to get through in terms of your karma. You do have an 8 when you're reaching the age of 40, you're going to be approaching the attitude of an 8 transcendent energy. So there's going to be a breakthrough as you go 37, 38, 39, 40. As we get closer to 40, there's going to be a breakthrough for you. It's going to be in some form of communication. So what you're doing, you've got to attach it to the general theme of communication. And that theme of communication is going to help you evolve into the best energy you can express on the planet, where you can, in fact, have financial benefits and feeling good about yourself. That's a journey you're going on between now and 40. And when you reach 40, it's going to be quite amazing. But we don't have to necessarily wait until then. We're building on the energy for that. So you're going to be, you know, in a nutshell, there's going to be some traveling demanded of you in terms of this job. In terms of you actualizing yourself, you're going to have to.
Is he going to be traveling in that nutshell?
Yeah. Yeah, in that nutshell. He'll be traveling.
How unique.
Yeah. Do you do anything alluding to communication, Todd?
I used to be in public relations, and now I'm in real estate.
Yeah. Well, the public relations, you see, you were in public relations and the real estate energy. There's going to be some form of traveling, I'm telling you right now. How long have you been in real estate?
I've been in real estate about 6 months.
Well, this element, are you foreseeing any future traveling plans?
I'm not at all, actually.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about you will, Todd. You don't see it yet because you're not at that door, your threshold.
Does it have
yet.
Associated with my real estate?
Yeah, it's going to be associated, but it's coming. You see, I'm talking about a bigger window between 37 and 40, which I can't get into in details yet, because you're just at 37, and I'm seeing traveling around 38 and a half to 39. So you're not going to see that yet, but there's going to be indications of that will eventually gradually come to focus for you.
Okay.
So that will be outstanding for you, and you're going to see that. That this will happen, I'm sure of it. But I can't get into the details that surround that upcoming event yet. I can't do it on the radio. I just don't have time.
Do you see the real estate being successful?
Well, the real estate is going to be successful because you're leading up to an 8, so it will be successful. But that comes with a certain degree of analysis and contingency in terms of how that success fits in, because you have a journey going from 2 to 8. This number factor of your life, and that's where the real estate energy comes in. The 8 will ensure success, though.
Okay, and we're going to move on to our next caller, Neil. We've got 16 minutes and like a boatload of people in queue, so I don't know if we're going to go over today or if we're going to stop on time, but I just wanted to let you know that. All right, area code 203 is next. There's another 203 caller. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hi. Good. Nice to talk to you both. 7-12-53.
Yeah, you're compounded. I don't remember if you're a 1 or a 2. So we'll find out here while we add this up. What's your question while we're doing our math?
I finally moved it out of the place of where I was living that was, you know, so bad with the tenants and crime and stuff. I got a job. I moved in taking care of an elderly man. His son lives here, who's probably about 58, 59. I'm so overwhelmed with so many issues. If I try to speak, I feel like I just open my mouth and there's just too much. Nothing comes out. And I need advice. This certainly is giving me a lot of triggers, so there's plenty of opportunity for me to learn and grow, but I feel like I'm suffocating.
Okay. Pat, I don't want to cut you short, but we've got so many callers, so we've got to get
that's fine.
Right.
Fine. Just
point.
Trying to give you an idea.
Yeah,
so
we've got it.
Go with me.
Okay,
all
right,
good.
Well, you know, Pat, you're 61 years old now. You're compounded in your energy. You did move. You moved out of a bad situation. You're helping an elderly man now, which I think is part of the process of what you're going through. But you're compounded, Pat. You've got a lot of stuff in this lifetime to deal with because of the nature of your karma from past lives that you've allowed your soul is allowed to collect and collect and collect, and now as Pat, you're bombarded with this stuff. But there's a way to sort this out. I've seen people in your position, and there's a way to sort it out. It's like when you have an overwhelming house with clutter, and you can't do it, and you give yourself the courage to have somebody to come in and sort it out for you. So there is an organizational skill that can assist you in terms of getting some of this information out. But you see, you're bombarding me with a lot of problems that a radio reading can accommodate. The best thing I can tell you is that you know, the center of where you're at now is very important, and helping this person is very important, even though I feel that there are certain elements of your personal life that are colliding with your job of taking care of somebody. And I'm even seeing something surrounding animals, and I don't know who has the pets around you. Who has animals?
We both do, and I moved into a place infested with fleas, so I'm just, you know, beside myself with that, trying to fix it. I would like to call you for more help. Can you just give me some positive...
That might be wise, Pat. I mean, it might be wise. The energy is so just too much for a 5-minute reading, but I think you've touched upon something, and the animals is compounding the situation. There is a way to get rid of those fleas.
Diatomaceous earth, Pat. Have you encountered that?
The place is all white from that. Nothing is working. I don't want to hold you up. I will call you, Neil, but if I try hard, can I make this a positive thing?
Well, you can make this a positive thing, but when you say, can I try hard, that's a loaded question. It's not
well,
that...
Well, I mean...
If you
I
can
do,
change...
Like,
we can change
I do
it, but
want to try
adding and digging a hole is not going to do it. So trying hard is not... the word. That's not the verb. Trying hard is not the verb. It's a different element of energy work that can get you released from your current dramatic karmic situation, but it's not about trying hard. That's like saying, if I try hard, can I jump 20 feet? It's not about trying. You can try hard, but you're not going to jump 20 feet. So that's not the question. It's a different vehicle that we have to examine in terms of getting to the solution of your problem.
Okay. All right. Well, I will call you, and thank you. It's good to hear both your voices again.
Nice to hear your voice, too, Pat. And 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Okay. We're moving through these callers, Neil. We've got 11 minutes left, but... let me just bring on, I'm going to bring on Athena real quick. I want to say hi to her. Hi, Athena.
Hi. Actually, I was just listening. I haven't been able to listen to your show live since I guess I made some changes with Blog Talk.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. That's because you're not in the States, probably. I did want to say hello. So glad to see you in the queue. And did you have any question quickly or...
You know, actually, I'm going to be contacting you for a private reading, but I just really wanted to hear the show and live rather than waiting for it to end and start over, so I called in. So that's
it. I'm glad to hear from you, and we'll talk when you give us a call then, Athena.
Okay, hon.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. 404, you're next.
Hi there. This is Tony.
I'm sorry?
Tony?
Melanie?
No, Tony, T-O-N-I.
But I heard Tony first, then I heard Melanie, then I heard Tony. Hi, Tony. And what's your birth date, please?
March 17, 1961.
Okay, what's your question, Tony?
Yeah, I'd like to find out about my finances and my love life.
Finances and love life. We'll pick one because we've got limited time.
The finances first.
Okay.
Well, finances, Tony. You're 53 years old. You know, 53 is not a bad age when it comes to money because it formulates into an 8, and 8 is going to give you money. And your 1961, actually, that year becomes an 8 because it's 6 plus 1, and then given the 19 is a 1, you have an 8 over there. And the fact that you're past the age of 28, obviously, we can maybe talk about finances. Although I feel, I don't know, maybe I'm in the wrong territory, but it feels like about a year and a half ago, did you go through a job change or a loss of a job?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So that vibration that I'm getting, Tony, helps me to understand your psyche and helps me understand the journey of your soul because it's a validation. So what I'm getting from that validation is that there's going to be a position of financial gain coming up. Now, that's having said that, now how do we get around it? It's like trying to get the ball in the basket. You see the basket, you have the ball in your hand, now how do you throw it in there? That's the journey, but we've got the right setting and we're on the right court. Is there anything peculiar about an aunt or an uncle recently in your life? Has anything occurred with an aunt or an uncle?
It's kind of hard to tell. I don't know. Well, he loaned me some money. I haven't paid it back yet.
Okay, he loaned you money and you haven't paid it back yet because you see, you found it. You found what I'm picking up on. And I don't know, you know, we would have to go into deeper detail about the money and where it's coming from and the debt. Whenever we have debts to pay, well, that's what life is all about. We're paying off the debts of our karma. When they become more immediate and the debts are right there in front of your face, if he loaned your money, but it's problematic in terms of paying him back, we're still left with a debt. So in giving you a more thorough, responsible reading, I'd have to get into the substance of where that loan came from, why, and what are the problems surrounding it in terms of repaying it, because I think we all need to repay our debts. So there's an element
in
there.
I do plan to. That's not a problem.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
I just don't have it right now.
That, but you see, Tony, a deeper reading would reveal how you can get that money. I can't do that on the radio, but
Well, never mind much about that. Is I'm going to work. I'm just thinking about my immediate situation right now. I'm about to cross a major hump, and I really don't know how to get there. I'm staying relaxed so that I can see if the heavens, you know, have a bigger plan for me, because the bind is so big, it's bigger than me itself.
Well,
you know,
What you're not understanding is that sometimes our problems are attached to things that we would never think they should be attached to, but they are. So your big problem that you've got that you're now suggesting to me, I think has contingent elements in it. I think there's something that's getting in the way of the main line of your question. So in order to, it's like a pebble that's getting stuck in the plumbing, and you're turning the water on thinking it's something else. There's elements, I'd have to go into more depth about what your big problem is, but I can tell you this, it's not going to change without thoroughly analyzing the process that's clogging up the fulfillment of what's otherwise blocking you from obtaining what your goal is. So there's something in there that first has to be removed, and then I think there's going to be a flow of energy. But that's possible, and that can be changed within 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, you can get a change, my feeling is. Tony, right now, but I would have to go into much more time and thorough detail to understand what your immediate problem is and to analyze it on a greater depth. It's just
okay.
A radio show can't help just one person. We've got many callers.
Yeah, I do understand. You still can't shed any light on the love situation, like just for about 60 seconds.
Tony, as I said, there's one question per caller. If you'd like a further conversation.
Oh, one question. Okay,
all
I got
the show, you. I mean, we have, you know, many callers. We're not going to be able to talk to you today.
Can I get that phone number?
I'm sorry?
The phone number?
562-596-7818. You know, sometimes the show can accommodate more depth than allowed today. And you're, hold on, let me bring her back because we're going to have to go to accommodate the rest. Tony, what were you saying?
Can you say that phone number again?
Oh, sure. It's 562-596-7818.
Yeah, we're not trying to give thorough readings.
Answers.
But
no,
when,
not at all.
When we got so many callers, our goal is to help everybody within the hour. So that's what we try to do because this is what we're sharing with people on the radio, trying to help them and do as much as we can for them. But we've got to be fair to everybody when they're calling and not just let, you know, otherwise we don't have a problem with being more thorough with a caller.
Right, if the time allows. So, yeah, Tony, well, we appreciate you finding our show. And, okay, 509 is next. We've got a few more callers left. I think what we'll do is just go over, take the rest of the callers.
How many
call
callers
today.
Do we have left?
We've got a call from 509, then 575, and then 661, maybe just listening. If 661 would like to speak with us, please press 1, but I think it's just two people, Neil. So
okay.
Just go a little.
So about 5 minutes apiece.
That's right, 509.
Hey, Neil. Hi, this is Erica. I'm going to be pretty quick.
Erica, there's a protocol on the show that you have to follow.
Yeah.
What's your birth date?
12/4/93.
12/4/93, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what we need to get from you. And you're in Texas?
No, Washington State.
Oh, Washington, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you were
okay, so...
Last time we spoke with you. 7/17/12/29/11/2.
She's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Go ahead with your question.
Okay, so I'm kind of like looking for a job. I had an interview for Froyo on Monday, and I'm wondering if I'm getting that, or like I'm also, after I get ready in a bit, I'm going to go to different like bars and like clubs and even wineries. I'm thinking about bartending, but I'm focusing kind of on wineries. That way I get better tips, you know? So I'm wondering if you see any offers coming or even like Froyo too.
Well, I do, Erica. I do see an offer coming up, so that's to answer that question. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm seeing a little bit of trouble with a boyfriend. Did you recently go through trouble? Are you having trouble? Is there any?
Yeah, Julian, I don't think it's going to work out, but it's cool because I actually met someone else yesterday, but I'm not looking for anything, like, serious. I'm just going to focus on my job.
You had done a private... you said she was going to be one. So last time you spoke with her, I'm just refreshing Neil because he's not remembering. Last time you spoke with her, she had met this guy. So she called to validate that, but now it's not working out. So
okay. Well, I didn't remember, Erica. You know, I've got too much to remember every detail about people.
It's fine.
What's good about that is that I get the information fresh and. So in getting the information fresh, I'm seeing there was a troubling relationship which you're validating, and this new potential relationship coming up on the horizon is matched by the idea that you're going to get a job. And I think you're going to be kind of happy. So right now, take a breath, because I think you're entering a short phase of happiness. It can be elongated. That's going to determine then how you deal with this phase once you have it. is you can aggravate karma and bad activity, or you can promote it and make it last longer and even make it flourish through good activity.
And let me just interrupt quickly, Erica. Hold on. I have to close the show. For the callers and listeners on the web, we are back on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Yes. And I'm going to hand it back to Neil, because those that are listening will be able to hear. Okay. Neil, go ahead.
No, I think that's good for Erica. Yeah, let's do the next.
Okay,
yes.
Erica.
All right, thank you. Uh-huh.
Hi. 575 area code is next. And
this is our last caller.
This is our last caller. This is Tammy.
Hi.
Hi.
My birthday 7/20/63.
Yes, from New Mexico.
How
yes.
you spell?
2810Y.
T-A-M-M-Y.
Okay. I believe that's right. Yeah, she's a 2810Y.
My
yeah.
question is about what will I hear from Bill and get a breakthrough with a job working for Bill and his association?
Okay.
You're working for Bill. Who's that?
Buffalo Bill?
No, not Buffalo Bill, but the one from the, you know, Bill from the Fifth Dimension. She's saying Bill, what was her name, that black singer?
Oh, you mean Marilyn McCoo?
Yeah, Marilyn McCoo. I don't know why I'm talking about
it. I don't either, because I don't know the Bill reference.
Well, because Bill, we're going to get married, and she sings this song called Bill.
I don't know the song.
But Tammy's waiting to get a job. Is that what you're doing with this, Bill? Is you're waiting to get a job?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yes?
Yes. Do you have a cat, Tammy? Do you have any cats around you?
No, I don't.
Who has
neighbors?
Neighbors have cats?
Yes.
Do they ever come on your property?
Yes.
When they come on your property, do you ever pat them or feed them or play with them?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to know, because I'm getting a cat energy around you. Might help me to try to understand a little bit deeper about this, Bill. You're waiting. What did you do? I'm not sure. What did you do? A job interview with him, and you're waiting to be hired? What?
I sent in a proposal to him, and a friend of mine is, you know, backing me on this, and was just curious if Bill and I are going to get to work together.
Well, right now I'm getting a vibe that it's in the air. That we're not out of the ballpark, that it's within reason that you could. Do you know his birth date?
I don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess to immediately answer your question, it's not an immediate no. I think that there's some challenges going on in there, but I would, you know, what I'm getting about those challenges, Tammy, what people don't understand, they're kind of ignorant of, is that what we do in the world is sometimes based upon our experiences that we came into the world with, you see.
Okay.
And your proposal to Bill is a little bit contingent on the energy that you came into the world with, whereby you make negotiations, you form unions, you have relationships, and you make the magic happen. Are your parents divorced, or are they estranged?
Yes, they are divorced. My father has passed.
Yeah. You see, what I would do with this, Tammy, is I would that your parents being divorced and your father passing is a disconnection. And so what has to happen, in my estimation with you, is that we have to formulate your energy in such a way that connections are solidified again, because you came into the world on a disconnected note that you ultimately experience. So the idea is, how do we transform that into the magic of making the connections happen so there's a happy union? Now, that may require a little bit of work. But to answer your immediate question, your relationship with Bill is supposed to happen. What I'm worried about is that the karma that you came into the earth with, being what it is, could disrupt that. But it doesn't have to be that way. There's got to be a clearing somewhere. Do you know anybody who owns a boat? Anybody in your whole life who ever owned a boat?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, the journey that I'm taking with you gets deeper and deeper in content. I just don't have time. We're already over in the show. We're actually off the air right now. But the content, Tammy, about the boat and your estranged parents, your father crossing, this has something to do with Bill ultimately in making that connection happen. But I can tell you that potentially it's supposed to happen. It's not supposed to happen. But I do feel that there's some contingencies involved in that to make that work perfectly. No guarantee, but I do feel those contingencies.
Okay, Tammy, thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. All right, that's Joe Neal. See you next week.